my stuff was the decorative stuff. John's was domestic, beautiful plates and cups and bowls. Lovely. And he used very, very unusual glazes. He invented the glazes himself. And some of the glazes were used with local clay material. Burwell used to have a brick factory because it was on a clay seam. And they went on digging the clay and the clay and the clay. And it's got the lowest firing. Because there was a lot of lime in it, it fired to a very low temperature, something like 800 or 900. Now, 800 is the middle of a bonfire. But they took it a bit out. And so the clay sintered and strong. And the Cambridge brick is made of yellow Burwell clay. And you see, when it's clean, it's a nice light creamy colour. Because it's rather porous, it gets dirty. But it was a very interesting clay, and so he used some of that clay in his glazes, because glaze is made from the same materials as glass. Buckets of glaze are just, you know, buckets of material that makes glass, that, and you dip in a pot and it comes out covered, and then you fire it, and it melts at a different temperature to the pot. I tried some local clay once. I did, so enthusiastically, to every kid, bring me some clay from your garden if you've got it, and we'll make a pot and we'll fire it. I looked in the kiln and there was one space, and the entire pot had melted and dripped down onto the thing below. He did have an oil-fired kiln. The trouble was with that the oil-fired kiln made smoke. The end of it came when a lady came raging around and said, I've just put my washing out and I had to do it again. So that was the end of the oil-fired kiln. But he made some wonderful glazes in the oil-fired kiln. Then I won a car.
You won a car?
I won a car.
How do you win a car?
Well, you buy a raffle ticket, and I came up with the right number. So this was for Save the Children. So we sold the car. I learned to drive in it, and then we bought an old banger. Because we bought the old banger, then we could take the pottery to places. Anyway, half of the money went to buying an electric kiln for there. And a little bit went to the old banger, and then we got something to take and sell the pottery in instead of the sidecar of the Heinkel. To start with, it was only the American bases. Later on, he moved up to Scotland and did his pottery up there, and I stayed down here. And a friend of mine said, why don't you try and get a stall in Covent Garden Craft Market in London? All that way? Mm. And he said, well, why not, if you can sell it? I used to sell it at the Cambridge Library. I'd have a sale once a year. And I'd put all my pottery in that. And then I started selling in Covent Garden. I did that for quite a few years, at least 10 years, going backwards and forwards to Covent Garden on Sunday. That's how I sold my pottery. And they were all done in the electric kiln out there.